Well, that big song was a big encouragement to me this morning. Appreciate it much. I'd like to read a few scriptures here in the book of John, the 5th chapter. Verse 43 says, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Now Jesus said, I come in my Father's name. And that's what I want to talk just a little bit about this morning, about coming, facing our troubles and our difficulties in our Father's name. Now I want to notice just a few statements that Jesus made in the book of John, the 5th chapter, in the 19th verse. He says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of Himself but what He seeth the Father do. For what things soever He doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth Him all things that He Himself doeth, and He will show Him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. So Jesus here is acknowledging, He said the Son can do nothing of Himself, but what things soever He doeth, what the Father does, that's what the Son. So Jesus was depending upon, and He mentioned, He said, I come in my Father's name. He didn't come in His own name. He came in the name of His Father, and He recognized His inability within Himself that He needed God's help. Another place in the book of John, the 7th chapter and the 16th verse, He says, my doctrine is not mine, but His that sent me. Here's another statement that Jesus made, that I'm not here to speak my own thoughts, my own mind. My doctrine is not mine. The things that I'm teaching, I've received from God. God has given to me, and I've given them to you. So Jesus was not coming in His own name. Also, the 4th chapter and the 34th verse, Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me, and to finish His work. So Jesus again recognized that He was doing, His desire of His heart was to do the will of God. It wasn't to do His own thing, His own will, His own desire. And I believe these things are important for us too in our lives, to be in the Father's name. I believe if, you know, we don't want to be in our own name. Our own name is humanity and weakness, but we want to live in the Father's name, not doing our own, just our own things, but doing the will of God, doing the will of Him that sent us. And I believe these things, all these things was working in Jesus' life. And that's what He told the Jews. He said, I didn't come in my own name. He said, another will come in His own name. In other words, after the flesh, Him you'll believe, Him you'll receive. So Jesus came in the name of the Father. And I want to look at 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. David's account with Goliath. I'd like to glean some things out of here that will, I hope, be an encouragement and a help to us. We won't take time to read this whole thing, but I'd like to read his two eldest, or the oldest son, brother In verse 28, 1 Samuel 17, verse 28, it said, "And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, Why camest thou down hither, and with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle." And David said, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" But I want to notice verse 17 also. Verse 16, that same chapter, it said, "And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David, his son, Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves and run to the camp to thy brethren." So David wasn't there on his own. He recognized, he knew that his father had sent him on an errand, and that's why he was there. If his father wouldn't have sent him on the errand, he would have been back home with the caring for the sheep, fulfilling his responsibility there at home, but his father sent him on an errand. And I believe David, when David was there, I believe he began to recognize that God sent him there. And it mentions, you know, when he's facing Goliath, he mentions, you know, how he had faced a lion and how he had faced a bear, and God gave him victory. And so the Lord had been blessing him in his life, and now he recognizes that his father sent him. So to me, I got, you know, those, I'm not a real big fan of those puzzles that you put together. I don't normally, I think I did one with Leah before we got married. I remember I built a frame for it. Quite an accomplishment. But I think David was recognizing he wasn't there just because he wanted to see the battle. He was there because his father had sent him, and I believe it was like a puzzle. The pieces came together for him, and he recognized, this is the will of God. This is, the Lord is in me being here. I'm not here on my own. And so I believe that gave David, I believe when he saw that, he was able to put the pieces together. And Lord, help us too, that when we're going through life, that we look to find the will of God, and we're searching and praying and asking for God's will to be done in our life. And I believe the Lord can help us to recognize and see His will. But it's like different things. You know, it's not just one thing. Usually many times it's little different things that God puts in place that begins to show a picture and begins to give us the direction and the things that He wants. Another thing, David had been anointed. God had anointed David's life. And the Spirit of God came upon David, and he belonged to the Lord, and he was serving the Lord, and God was blessing David. And I believe those things enabled David to take courage and faith to be able to go and face the giant Goliath that day when he met him. I want to notice a few things in this account. In verse 32. It said, "And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail. Let no man's heart fail. Because of him, thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." So the message that came to David was, you're not able to do this. Now I want to say this. I believe when we're God is leading us. I believe when He is leading us, there's also going to be some confrontation. Satan is going to come against us. He's going to fight against us. He's going to accuse us. He's going to tell us we're not able. He's going to tell us that we're not going to be victorious. He's going to tell us that we're going to fail. We're going to fail. So we need to be aware, and I believe when we are battling and God is leading us and we're doing the will of God, I believe the enemy is going to come against that. And we don't want that to be a time of discouragement for us. We don't want that to be a time that we begin to pull back and draw back and discount what God wants to do. But we want to be able to recognize and know that the devil is going to, he's going to fight. The devil doesn't want us doing the will of God. He doesn't want us being a witness. He doesn't want our testimony going out. He doesn't want us being a help to other people. And he's going to fight and do what he can to hinder what God is wanting us to do and what the Lord is leading us to do. So I want to, that's a lesson that's brought out in this very clearly to me. His brothers accused him, and then Saul told him, said, you're not able to do this. You're too young. You're just a youth. Another thing I want to notice, in verse 38, and Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off him. So there's a temptation, I believe, that will come to us to fight our battles in our human strength, our human ability, and that usually gets us nowhere. When we're fighting just with what we have, we usually don't come out very successful in those battles. But if we... So there's a temptation that comes to us to fight in our own strength, to go in, which would be actually kind of like going in our own name. You know, if it's just our willpower, if it's just us, then that's in our name and not in the Lord's name. But God can help us to recognize, and I know we can all look back in our life and see places where we tried to fight our battles just in our own strength and in our own deal. And then finally we, I don't know about you, but it finally get to a place where we humble our heart and say, Lord, this ain't working. I can't do it. And that's the place that God wants to bring us to, that we can't do it within ourselves. And Jesus mentioned that. He said, within myself, I can't do anything. And I believe what he said was true, and that's the way it is with us. Within ourselves, we can't do anything. So human strength and wisdom, there's a temptation to fight with that, and it will fail us in our battles. Now I want to notice another little thing that's brought out in this deal. In verse 40 it says, he took his staff and his hand in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. You know, I want to encourage us and challenge us with this point. It's so vital and important for us. I believe those stones are the Word of God for us. You know, when we start to face a giant and we start to face a battle, We need to get something from God to help us. We need, and I know the Holy Spirit is faithful to us if we're listening and if we're paying attention to the Holy Spirit. And I personally believe that if we're walking in the Spirit, God will prepare us for the battles that are ahead. The Lord knows the battles that are in front of us. We don't. And I believe the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, will prepare our heart and mind for things that are ahead if we're in tune with the Spirit and what God is wanting to do. But we need to get down before God when we're facing a difficulty and a trial, a battle, and we need to get the Word of the Lord. We need to hear what God, the direction, and we have many accounts of, in the Old Testament, how when they came up to battles, they inquired of the Lord. That was one of the greatest strengths of David's life, that he took time to inquire of God what God wanted him to do. And when God gave him direction, without fail, there was victory. But when they failed to inquire, when they failed to be in the Lord's name and rely upon God like they should have, then there was failure each time. But I believe the Holy Spirit will give us Scripture. I believe He'll inspire us with the Word, Scripture, through song or through the Scriptures. He'll bring a Scripture. We can fight all hell with that. When God inspires us with the Word of God, and it's going to meet the need, it's going to stand the test, we can hold on to that, and we can face Satan on that Word and stand on that Word and recite that Word and bring that Word. That's what we fight with. That is part of our weaponry, is the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful. And the Lord can make that Word come alive to our hearts in our unique situation and apply those words, and it gives us strength and it gives us what we need to bring down the giants that we face and the battles that we face in our lives. And going on down, he mentioned, said, and the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistines cursed David by his gods. Here's accusations again. David's facing accusations from three different... One was from his own brother. The other was from the king. And then this one's from the enemy. So those accusations are going to come. And I tell you what, Satan is very subtle at using anything that he can get a hold of to bring to our minds to quench, to stop us in our tracks. But he goes on, and the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air, and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with the sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. See, David was coming not in his own strength and his own ability, but he was coming in the name of the Lord. And I don't know, these thoughts, this lesson here gave me so much more. You know, we pray in the name of Jesus. You know, we know there's power in that name. We pray in the name of Jesus, but there's so much more to being in His name than just a verbal in the name of Jesus. It's when we're in His will and the Word of God is in us. The Lord has given us His Word and we're able to go forth not in our own strength and our own might, but in the will of God. And there's victory. There's victory in that. There's power in that. And God will bless and help us and deliver us. Now, we don't face
physical giants, most likely in our life, maybe sometime we might face a physical. Somebody that's bigger than us. But there are a lot of spiritual giants that are very real to all of us that will stand there to oppose our progress, our spiritual progress, that will want to stop us in our tracks. And Lord, help us that we can go forward. And I noticed David. He recognized all these things as was happening, and he got it. I believe the Lord gave him the picture that it was this. He was in the will of God. And he said in verse 46, "This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, unto the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will give you into our hands." You know, we don't want to forget today. I know sometimes we get to feeling all alone. We get to feeling like maybe the Lord is not there. But we want to remember this morning that the battle belongs to God, and He can help us. We can come in His name, and we can find strength. In verse 48 it said, "And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine." Bless his heart. Oh, I can see him. He ran towards the enemy. Lord, help us today. Lord, help us to face our foes, to face the enemies, recognize the enemies, and to be able to face them and run towards them. And Goliath was a mighty man. He was a giant. He was a man of war from his youth. But there was one weak spot right up there. There was one place. And I believe the Lord caused that stone. Now, David slung a stone. I'm sure he was good at it. I'm sure he was... A slinging a stone is not quite... I don't know. To me, it's not like quite shooting a rifle. Where you've got a... I mean, where you can... But I believe the Spirit of God helped David. And the Lord won that battle that day. The Lord's name was glorified. You know, our giants can come down too. Those things that look so big to us, that look so overpowering. If we'll follow these things, if we'll come in the Lord's name, I believe those things will fall down before us. And we can grow spiritually through that process. We can be in the Lord's name. And I think because there's power in the Lord's name, the Lord will never suffer a defeat. I mean, we can be defeated if we're in our own name, if we go in our own strength and on our own. So we want to learn to be able to go in the Lord's name, and God will help us to be able to do that. I want to look at Galatians, the second chapter. Galatians 2. In the 20th verse, he said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me.
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. He started out this verse, he said, I am crucified with Christ. To me, that's a surrender in our heart. That's representing surrender. In other words, I've surrendered. Jesus surrendered to Himself to the cross. He yielded Himself to the cross. He surrendered Himself. And we want to surrender our lives, our plans, our hopes, our desires. We want to be surrendered, because it says, I am crucified with Christ. If we are surrendered, not wanting to do our own will, not wanting to allow the flesh, and the flesh can be so subtle in so many different ways. We've got to, Lord, help us to be able to identify when it's the flesh and when it's the spirit. But the flesh can be so subtle in so many different ways. But if we surrender our flesh, our will, our way, I believe we can go in the Lord's name and be what God is calling us to be. He said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And that's what we want. We want Christ living in us. But it's going to take surrender. It's going to take surrender to the will of God. It's going to take a surrender in our heart and life to fight against our own flesh and the things that the flesh would want to do that would take us outside of the will of God. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. You know, there's sometimes it's so easy for us to, the flesh, to make excuses for us. You know, it's so easy for us to reason within ourselves. And when we do, and I think most of us probably have recognized that when we have made excuses, and when, even though sometimes our, and there's just a feeling down deep that something's not quite right. When it's the flesh and our human reasoning, though sometimes it looks justifiable to us in a lot of ways. But each time we yield to the flesh and it produces, or we give in to the flesh, then the flesh gets stronger and stronger. But if we surrender our will to the will of God and say, Lord, I'm surrendering to you. I'm going to be in your will. I'm going to follow the path that you have for me, whatever it may cost. That kind of surrender, we can go in the Lord's name, and the Lord will help us and bless us with victory. That scripture is just so precious to me. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. He said, I don't frustrate the grace of God. In other words, I'm not hindering it with my excuses. So Lord, help us today as we go through this new year. We don't know exactly what 2022 will hold for us. But I want to encourage us, whatever it does hold, that we would face it in the name of the Lord, in His strength, recognizing that the battle is His, that we would wait on His word, we'd recognize the devil, the tactics of the devil, his accusations. And David heard all those accusations, three different sources. He could have said, well, you know, this may be of God. It came from three different sources here.
But he didn't do that. The enemy fights hard to stop us from doing what he wants us to do. He'll fight vehemently. And sometimes the power can almost seem overwhelming. I've felt that many, many times in my life. Sometimes the power that comes against us just feels like an overwhelming flood. But let's go forward in the name of the Lord and face the giants. All of our giants are going to be different. Different times, different places. But I believe like David, we can go forward in the name of the Lord and meet them and be victorious because of the power of God, because of what the Lord has provided for us. Appreciate your attention this morning.